It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Man.
Hi, Tyler. Earlier today, we caught up with John Clayton, who writes for DenverFan.com, and he had a really interesting point about Deshaun Watson. All right, you're writing about Ryan Fitzpatrick and also speculation that maybe the Deshaun Watson deal wouldn't even be completed, contemplated, executed until August. What are the details there, John?
Well, the details are the, and of course it was kind of firmed up because the other day Deshaun Watson went in, met with his new coach, David Culley, and, you know, said that he definitely does not ever want to wear a Houston Texan uniform again, and he wants out. And the organization has taken the tack. They're not even taking phone calls on him. And so if you push this forward, then, you'd have to say, okay, so you're going to threaten to miss the season. You're going to miss paychecks. Well, let's first test this out. See if you miss OTAs. See if you miss mini camp. See if you miss training camp. And so that's why you would have to think they're going to take the position because they do not want to trade him, is that, let him fall through. But that puts everything back in August. That's why I know earlier in the week I said that, you know, Denver has one of the best chances, maybe along with Carolina, of trying to get him because every other team is going to make their quarterback moves as far as the big moves. Because they can't wait until August to try to do something. But at least with Drew Locke there, and then maybe if they do add Ryan Fitzpatrick, you know, they have the time and willingness to be able to get something done with Watson. But right now, the deal is they're not going to trade him. But I can tell you, talking to people down in Houston, he's adamant about never playing for the Texans again.
John, Tyler Palumbis here. Great to have you on board. I think last time we chatted, we were on the sidelines sharing some notes about our
broadcast.
Let's
hope we can do it this year.
Well, I'm no longer doing it, John, but
I am. The only bad part is I had to do it from home this year.
Right, right. Oh, shoot, that's not the worst of the gigs, I guess. Hey, what are you hearing in regards to who Deshaun Watson is putting out there that he would like to play for?
Anybody but Houston for the most part. I mean, he thinks the Jets are okay. He thinks Miami's okay. And really, any other team that would be out there, I think that he would think would be okay. And so, but again, you know, he's boxed in because it's got the no trade clause in the contract and they do not want to trade him. So it's kind of a waiting game and trying to see where it's going to go. But in the end, it's like, you know, I just can't envision anything happening early because, you know, and if you're going to be Houston, then you're passing on anything in this year's draft if you go past the draft. But again, they've got to wait this out because with Drew Brees likely retiring, arguably Watson's the fifth best quarterback in this league, and it's going to take a decade or so to find a quarterback as good as him. And then plus, with how poorly they're run down in Houston, do you really trust them to be able to make a good deal and get enough good players for Watson? I mean, you know, they're going to be a team that'll be drafting. I mean, because they're already cutting so many of their players. They cut their starting $10 million center in Nick Martin today. They cut Duke Johnson, the running back. They'll probably end up cutting David Johnson, the running back. And, you know, there's going to be a lot more casualties on defense. So it's going to be a very bad team. But in the end, you know, they're going to try to see the best they can to see if they can cause the bluff that Watson might be there or not there.
Why is Ryan Fitzpatrick a good fit?
He's a fit just because he's a quarterback that can compete, right? I mean, he was 3-3 in Miami and has done a good job. He takes good care of his body. Sometimes his beard gets a little bit too much, but that's
only easy on the beards, John. Easy,
yeah, no.
Easy, big beard guy.
He's a big beard guy, but I mean, he's still a good enough player. And again, it's a matter of having a guy as experienced as him that can come in and compete against Drew Locke if there's not going to be any kind of a Watson trade. And so, you know, that's why, you know, you can see the little bit of a shifting toward the end of this week. It's like, okay, the quarterback market's drying up right now. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger's staying in Pittsburgh. You know, looks like John Lynch said that Jimmy Garoppolo's almost certain going to be the quarterback of the 49ers, then, you know, a Sam Darnold trade won't happen until early April, if there is one, because they've got to wait to the workouts of all the quarterbacks in the next month in the pro days. And so there's nothing going on there. Marcus Mariota's contract has too many incentives that can balloon up and become too big. So that's not going to go. So they have all these different things that are kind of holding things up. But, you know, in the end, it's like, you know, where he wants to go is still going to be irrelevant. But I think Fitzpatrick is, you know, you can see that he's good in the quarterback room. I mean, he's still competitive. He's a good leader. And, you know, maybe he can help Drew Lock get through some of the growing pains that he has, because I know that they, you know, kind of eased up the offense with him in the second half of the season. So maybe he can teach, Lock some things. And also he does have a chance to have a starting job maybe in Denver if it does work out, where he's not going to have it in Miami because it's going to be Tua.
So is that why he wouldn't be interested in Miami? Because Tua is just a slam dunk?
Not really. Of course, he just went through that, and you know, he handled it better than he did some of his other ones, like in Buffalo and all the many other teams where he ended up losing starting jobs. But I can't envision him going back. I mean, they may want him back, but you know, he knows that Tua is the quarterback there, and so why go back just to be the backup? I mean, if you have a chance to start, see if you can get a chance to start, because he's now in the latter days of his career.
John, you live in Seattle and you cover the Seahawks every single day. What the heck is going on with Russell Wilson?
It's just much ado about something, but really it's a bunch of nothing because they're not going to trade him. I'll give you the reasons for that is that, you know, this team has been getting better each year and is aspiring to be a Super Bowl team. Like, for example, going into week 16 in 2019, they had a chance to be the number one seed in the NFC, but they ended up having injuries at the running back position to a point they're pulling guys out of retirement to play. And so they end up losing home games to Arizona and San Francisco. Then this past year, you know, they won 12 games, won the division, but then what happened is they got a little bit too cute on the offense, where what happened was that, you know, they, because they started the season out with Russell Wilson wanting to let Russ cook. And he was cooking. I mean, he was averaging 34 points a game. He was probably the first half MVP. He was doing great, but so much of it was against bad defenses like Atlanta, Dallas, Minnesota. And so he was beating up on bad defenses. So what happened, he gets to the Buffalo game, he gets to the Rams game, and they go cover two, cover four, and he ends up getting 7 turnovers in those two games. And Pete Carroll is the biggest advocate. You lose the turnover battle, you lose the game. And so Russell came in and says, hey, well, let's change this in the offense. And Pete says, no, we're going to run the ball. And he storms out of the office, according to The Athletic. So he was upset about that. He's upset about getting hit too many times because I think, what is it, 346 sacks he's had, you know, in his career here in Seattle. It's even more than that because I think it's over 500. And so, you know, he does get hit too much, but also he got himself into a pattern this year where he's holding onto the ball too much. I mean, he's holding onto the ball 2.97 seconds, fifth highest in the league, and he ended up having 14 of the sacks on him of the 47 that he had, and that's according to Pro Football Focus. So the big thing for Russell is that he wants to have as much input as he can as far as the offensive coordinator, which they let him in on that one, as far as getting players to make this team better, because he wants to win. And so his agent, who is Mark Rogers, a baseball agent, you know, always likes to stir things up. And because his only client is Russell Wilson, he can't call any other team on anything because then he'd be violating Russell's contract. And so all he does is leak things through the media that stirs things up. And so, like, for example, knowing that Mark knows nothing about NFL salary caps or anything else, he comes back and gives 4 teams. And so he says, oh, yeah, ESPN, if they do trade him, he would go to New Orleans, team that's $64 million over the cap and can't take on his $19 million salary. Dallas, who's within a week or so of seeing they can get a deal done with Dak Prescott. The Raiders, who you know, have some cap issues themselves but need just about every spot on defense to get better. And then Chicago, who has maybe a coach and a general manager in the last years of their deals, if they can't win. And so it's like he limits the field if he was trying to push for a trade. But, you know, it still comes down that, you know, if they get Russell as many good players as they can and they can get to the Super Bowl, then he's fine.
All right, John, we appreciate it. We love reading you at DenverFan.com. Thanks for your time, John. Have a great weekend.
Okay, thanks.
John Clayton from DenverFan.com, and you go way back with John Clayton, right, Tyler?
I do, yeah, man. We've been Seattle covering roots. The games together, with Seattle roots. We're sharing notes on the broadcast. I like John a lot. Great guy.
Yeah, what a surprising mess up there in Seattle, too.
You know what? It's insane what's happening. It's been one of the most stable franchises in NFL for the last 12 years.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, hey, man, fun week as always. We always thank you for listening. Appreciate it. Stay warm this weekend. I think we're going to have some. Are you torturing your family by taking them skiing, or are you?
We are supposed to go on Sunday.
Leave early.
I know.
Good luck. Everybody, stay tuned. We have Nick and Cecil coming up next right here on The Fan.